Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thanks for downloading my Call of the Day podcast. You too can participate in my live radio program heard weekdays from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Triumph 111. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. How are you?
Good, thank you. What can I help you with today?
So I was calling just to get some advice on how to proceed with a relationship with my father. I apologize, I'm a little bit nervous. My voice is a little shaky.
Okay.
I'm 20 and a half, almost 29. I have a one-year-old daughter. I'm happily married, and I guess just some backstory. My parents divorced in about 2008, right in my prime adolescent years, and it was a very trying time. Both my parents remarried relatively quickly. I'm an only child, and both new marriages were kind of pushed on to me, something I struggled with for a really long time. And both my parents remarried people who had three children, each of their own. So it was definitely a tough space to kind of navigate.
Right.
My dad, yeah, my dad was kind of my person that understood me the best. I fought with my mom a lot. And when he remarried, he moved on and kind of left me behind. He didn't attend a lot of my high school events. He didn't attend my high school graduation. Didn't want to attend my college graduation for various reasons. And
what various reasons are you talking about?
A lot of times he's busy with work, or I just simply wouldn't hear from him. My stepmom, I don't know how to put it in concise terms, but her and I never got along. She, I think, was very manipulative to my dad. He is a pretty easygoing guy. And when they remarried, he was having serious financial troubles. So I think he kind of sees her as someone who saved him in a way. So he has this weird kind of allegiance to her. And he would tell me that she loved me, but she would deliberately, do things to me that I just couldn't understand how he would be okay with it. She used to threaten me when they were selling my childhood home and relocating. She would threaten me that if I didn't behave better, she would never look for a house in that town and move my dad up north, and just a lot of kind of crazy things as a teenager. And I guess the real point I'm getting at is in my adult life, there was issues with my wedding and who was paying for what. And I had a daughter last year, and I guess in a nutshell, I hear from my dad maybe once a month. We've gone periods of months without speaking. I've tried multiple times over the past 10 years to tell him how I'm feeling about, the whole situation
okay.
and our relationship. And
Shannon?
Sure.
Listen very carefully. Take a deep breath.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Let me hear a deep breath. OK. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
He doesn't give a shit.
Understood.
So stop it.
That's where I'm kind of calling for advice because I'm feeling that self-sabotage myself.
He doesn't give a shit. Don't go into self-sabotage and all that. It's a very hard thing when your mommy and daddy dump each other, which pretty much means dump you. They marry other people with kids and lives, and it's like, I don't know, you're the back fence, not even a person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish adult, piece of shit for a dad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, you have a nice husband, yes or no?
Yes, I have a wonderful husband.
Good. So you didn't do the usual stupid thing that women who have problems with their dad do and marry some jerk. Okay, so that we covered that part. Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just covering, seeing what bases I have here. Yeah. What are his parents like?
What are my husband's parents like?
Mm-hmm.
They're very nice people. They're devout Christians, and I wasn't raised that way, so there's always a little bit of odd tensions in that sense, but they're different from me, but they're very supportive. They're always there when we need something. No real grumblings there. They've been married.
Good. Then turn your directionality thing toward them. What's the bad thing in your mind about being very Christian?
Nothing.
Not sure I understand.
Bad. No, nothing. I think that was always just kind of a tough part in our relationship. I always felt a little bit unaccepted, I guess, by them, just because I was raised a little bit differently.
Do you think it was unaccepted, or do you think they just wanted you to be saved?
Did you say to be saved? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, because that's how they look at it.
That's probably how they look at it.
Right. Well, that's not the same thing as being unaccepted. They're very nice to you. They're very supportive. Anytime you need anything, they're right there to help. So being Christian hasn't been a problem for them. In fact, it's a motivating force to be very nice.
Right.
That's the prescription. Your parents could have used some of that. And you finding excuses for your dad is pathetic. He's a shit, and he doesn't give a shit.
I've been told that by a lot of people.
Well, then you have to make a conscious decision to stop putting emotion into that. Mm-hmm. I know every little girl wants her daddy. You don't got one. So stop it already. Make believe you're orphaned. We wouldn't be having this conversation if he were dead. Make believe you're orphaned and get on with your life. You have a wonderful family and you are putting a bit of a downer on it, still pissed off about your dad and wanting to see if you can remedy it. Of course not. He doesn't give a shit.
Can I ask you one more question?
You can ask me 4¾ more questions. After that, no.
Okay. I hear everything you're saying. It's not new. How do I accept? So, for example, my daughter's birthday was last Thursday.
And would you stop it? He doesn't give a shit.
No,
stop it.
I know, but he called me today. And I take his call. He goes, I'm sorry. I was busy with work. And
tell him, you know what? Why don't you just own up to not giving a shit? And I really don't want to hear from you anymore. This piecemeal once a month, 12 times a year. Stuff it, Dad. Stuff it. You failed as a dad. You failed as a husband and you failed as a dad. And I really don't want to hear it. Don't call feeling, I'm so sorry. Don't think you're getting any points. Your daughter, by the way, does not care. You care. Mm-hmm. Your daughter doesn't care. Whoever tells her happy birthday, she's happy with. She doesn't know who that man is. It doesn't mean anything to her that he's not there. Me, I want to hear you say a couple of things right now, and I don't care if you don't like to say the S word. You're going to have to do it anyway. My dad is a shit. Let me hear you say that.
My dad is a shit.
No, say it with the same emotion I put into it. He's not even my dad. So come on.
Okay, my dad is a shit.
And he doesn't give a shit about me or my family.
And he does not give a shit about me or my family.
Because he's a shit.
Because it's circular. He's a shit.
Right. That's how you accept it. You declare it. You face it. You say it. Somehow when you say it, it takes on a three-dimensionality. Dimensionality?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure I said that right, but who the hell cares? You got the notion. See what I mean? If you keep it in your head, it just becomes something you long for. But when you state outside, my dad's a shit and he doesn't give a shit, it's clear.
Yeah, you're right. I know that.
There's no more obsessing about it.
Yeah.
No, there's no more even being hurt by it. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
And he's not unlike a lot of men who do this, move on to new women, either make new babies or take on her kids and, you know, figure this, they're getting nookie or very little of it and they don't want even less.
Yeah.
And of course, the new woman doesn't really want his kids because there shall be no gods before my little kids, you know.
Yeah.
And so it goes.
I wish that.
No, don't tell me anything you wish. No.
I guess the reason.
Start all over again. Shh.
Okay.
Whatever you're going to say, don't. If it follows, I wish. Because we're not in old-style Disneyland. When you wish upon a star. Disneyland's very changed right now, but in the old days, you understand what that meant, but you're too young. The point is, the world does not care what you wish. Your dad does not care what you wish. Life does not care what you wish. It just doesn't.
Understood.
And you're staring straight at a very good life in the here and now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow. And it's never going to include that shit.
Yeah. Understand. Thank you, Dr. Laura.
But bless you for having the inner strength to not marry a jerk.
No.
Do you know how many women do that?
Yeah.
They marry a jerk like dad. Yeah. Figuring, okay, you know, if he doesn't love me, who's going to love me? This guy says he loves me. That's good enough. You know, stuff like that. Instead of that, you made a wise choice. You realize how spectacular that is?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Good. You should be very proud of yourself and stop wasting any of it on that what? On that,
yes,
what is he?
The shit.
Yeah! Yeah, shit. We're into that word now. Shit.
I say that a dozen times a day.
Yes, he's a shit. And if the phone rings, tell your husband that if he answers the phone and it's your dad to say, it's the shit on the phone.
Right.
And the kids are going to go, what does that mean? Who is that? I got you to laugh.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't expecting him to call back so soon, so I didn't have my thoughts laid out clearly, but you kind of gave me the message I thought you were going to say. So I guess the point was made.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. See?
Thank you.
It's really good you called the number, left your name and phone number, what you wanted to talk about, because then we get back to you and it's all beautiful. So you have a spectacular day because you were a very wise young woman in how you married and your dad's still a shit.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Shit. Just keep that word in mind. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Do you have a shit in your life? Doesn't have to be a parent. It could be a friend. It could even be your kid. Ooh, let's talk about the shits in your life. I'm getting carried away now. No, Dan, that's too gross. I'm not saying that. Give me a call at 1-800-375-2872. If you like this podcast, be sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts or your favorite place to listen to my podcast. Of course, I'd love if you gave me 5 stars. And be sure to share this podcast with a friend on Facebook or your preferred social media platform.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ready for a new kitchen that wows? Cabinets to Go, with showrooms nationwide, can take you from design to wow in a flash. Cabinets to Go has the top designs, newest features, and are backed by a transferable lifetime warranty. In stock and ready to go, all at incredible prices. Join over 250,000 happy customers and visit your local Cabinets to Go or CabinetsToGo.com and get your free 3D design. Now on sale for up to 40% off. Visit your local Cabinets to Go or CabinetsToGo.com today. Where you get wow for less.